I am thrilled that our next guest is able to be with us because it's a busy day for Mike Sims. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Mike is with the Council of Three Rivers American Indian Center in Dorseyville that has been a part of our community up for over 40 years. And I'm so happy you're here. It's the 43rd annual powwow today and tomorrow. And can you tell us a bit about the Council of Three Rivers American Indian Center and some of the things you do there?
Yes. So our Indian Center was started to help local Native Americans that were living off reservation and in urban settings with their cultural needs. And we also have a job placement and program. And we also have an elders program, a food bank. And we've also now have formed a Head Start program that is open to all families throughout this Pittsburgh area.
Now, I remember the council from the early to mid-70s. When did the council start its work?
1968 it started.
Wow.
And it started in a one-room office in the Homewood section of Pittsburgh.
That's incredible. And now we've put the address on our Facebook page and website, but you can come out. Today is the day and tomorrow for a powwow that's taking place. And the one thing I think that's really important to understand is that the powwow is open to all, anybody who would like to come, right?
Yes. The powwow is a chance for us to share our culture with the general public. You know, they can come out, they can watch our dancing. We do some social dancing to get them involved. They can see the drumming. Plus, we'll have lots of arts and craft vendors as well and a Native American food booth.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Hours today are noon to 9 and tomorrow noon to 7 at the Council of Three Rivers American Indian Center. Will there also be drumming or chanting and singing as well?
Yes. All of our songs and all of our dances that we do will be to actual live Native American drum groups that will be coming to us from across the United States and parts of Canada.
That's really exciting. I think a lot of folks don't realize how many Native Americans are here in southwestern Pennsylvania. Do you have a sense of the number, more or less? Is it in the thousands, I would guess?
Yes. I don't have the exact number, but the numbers are high, and you know, we're still an active community, and we still do a lot to help each other, and that's what the Indian Center is thriving to do.
It's really important to do so, and even if you've somewhat assimilated, having a touchstone for cultural heritage is important for everybody, regardless of background, and you're able to provide that. Is the American Indian Center open at other times for people to visit, or can folks contact the center to learn more about programs?
Yes. So our center is open daily from 7 to 4. During the week, it's more used as a Head Start site. We host our community days one Saturday out of the month, and they can follow us on Facebook and look for information for our upcoming community days there. Or all of my contact information as well as on the council's website and our Facebook page.
Excellent. And I'm looking at the Greater Hazelwood Family Center is another program site. In addition to Singing Winds in Dorseyville, which is where the main building is. And it looks like the powwow is just going to be amazing when I look at the whole schedule. Drum contests were, gosh, $3,000 for the grand prize. and dancing contests for kids between 1 and 5, all the way up to, you call it golden, that's very kind, 55 plus.
That is correct.
Wow, it looks like it's going to be great. And I'm glad you've got some native food, too. Do you know what folks will be serving?
Yep, there will be Native American fry bread, buffalo burgers, and chili, along with traditional foods, hot dogs and hamburgers, and several different types of pops and drinks as well.
It sounds absolutely beautiful. It's the 43rd annual powwow, which is running today and tomorrow. I hope I'm going to be able to make it out there. I really want to, because I've mentioned years ago, I did some work with the council back when they had a radio program. I got to know a number of folks out there. This is going back quite some time. I always enjoyed the music and learning about so many different things, so it should be a lot of fun for folks today. I hope you'll consider going out there. And I think it's all free, right?
Small entrance fee.
Okay.
Adults are $6, and seniors and kids under 12 are $4.
That's super inexpensive for what you're going to have. I'm glad I asked that, too. That's good to help defray the costs of what's taking place. And in terms of getting there, it's not that far away. If you can go to the waterfront mall, it's a little bit just beyond that, right? It's not too hard to get to.
Yeah, so. If you're coming from Pittsburgh, we're right up Route 28, right in the Aetna Blonox area. We're not far from there.
Excellent. It's the 43rd annual powwow. Mike, is there anything else you'd like to mention about activities or about the center itself?
No, I would just like to invite everybody out and come and enjoy the day with us and, you know, take pictures, talk to people, take some knowledge home with you.
Great. Thank you so much for being with us on such a busy day. Here's to a great weekend.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
The Council of Three Rivers 43rd Annual Powwow. For more information, COTRAIC, Council of Three Rivers American Indian Center, COTRAIC.org.